A story that has rocked the football world and the world of sports in general. I'm pleased to be welcomed by our football analyst, Reuben Brown, who for 13 years played in the trenches on the offensive line. In your years in the league, tragedies have happened during the season. And in your opinion, should the Kansas City Chiefs have played that game versus Carolina on Sunday, Reuben?
You know, initially I thought, no, they shouldn't have played that game. But then I heard the statements of Romeo Crennel and what he said that, you know, he's a football coach and we're football players. And the way we get over tragedy and the way we get over things is to go out and play football. So it was a very therapeutic thing for them as a team, as players, to go out and play those games. And I can relate to that because if something happened, you know, tragic in my life, I would look to football as a way to get away from it or a relief or just something to get my head out of the tragic situation.
Has anything like that happened in your lifetime?
No, we've had a ton of sad moments throughout the career that I've had, you know, over 13 years, you know, people have passed away leading up to games. We've lost members. We've had people go down health reasons, and we've always played on, and it always felt great if we won the game or we went out and played and remembered those people that were a part of us along the way.
Now, during the halftime of the Eagles and Cowboys game last night, Bob Costas gave his thoughts about gun control in America. What's your stance about politics in sports?
It's a slippery slope. Politics needs to take more from sports than sports needs to take from the politic arena. You know, sports is a great bridging gap between all different cultures and races and people from a lot of different backgrounds. You know, I'm from Virginia. I grew up in Virginia, and we're very gun oriented, a lot of hunting, a lot of shooting, a lot of access to guns, but we're taught about them at a young age. So, you know, when it comes to politics and football, it's not always the place. But if there's a good message for the whole public, you know, you try to fit it in there.
Not an easy segue, but Charlie Batch and his Steelers won on the road against their bitter AFC North rivals, the Ravens. When your backup quarterback wins, how much does that lift your team?
I've been thinking about this all weekend. That is the best thing about professional football today. If your backup quarterback is of any substance at all, you can keep winning games when other teams will lose games. This is a great, great lesson to all the teams out there in the NFL. You need more than one quarterback.
Now, speaking of quarterbacks, the surprising success of Andrew Luck is gaining attention. His Colts are now 8-4. Is he separating himself from Robert Griffin III and Russell Wilson as the head of the 2012 rookie class?
I wouldn't give him the crown of the rookie class, but I would tell you right now, he's showing some serious leadership qualities and capabilities that not many young guys have at this early stage.
Now, I don't know if you got to see this, but like coaches' handshakes, we as fans, we're always looking at everything in the game. Like Mike Tomlin looked like he wanted no part of John Harbaugh after the Steelers and the Ravens. Are these way overblown, or you think that like Mike Tomlin should have shown a little bit more respect? I don't know if you've seen this.
Yeah, I've seen it, and I think it's always overblown. These guys see each other more than once a year. They don't have to give a hug and a kiss in order for things to be sportsmanly or sports-like. You know, they don't have to shake hands. It's always way overblown. And I like the attitude of Mike Tomlin. He's pretty aggressive, and I'm fine with that.
Now, to close out the conversation, who are you awarding your Reuben sandwich to this week, sir?
We are on the topic of the Pittsburgh Steelers, Mike Tomlin, okay, and his aggressive way. I am going to go with Charlie Batch to let everyone in the NFL know it takes two to tango. You can't just have a star quarterback. You need a backup. Here's to you, Charlie Batch. And I put some fries on it like they do down in Pittsburgh.
Okay, that's extra greasy, and I'm sure it's extra delicious.
Oh, the best. It's a Pittsburgh style. This for you, Charlie.
Excellent. Charlie Batch earns the Reuben of the Week. Appreciate you joining us, Reuben. We will catch up with you very, very soon.
Anytime, Cabby. You guys take care.